We knew we needed more housing before the fires, and man, do we ever need it now. Last night, a workshop on a housing action plan for the city of Santa Rosa, and Santa Rosa senior city planner Andy Gustafson is on the KSRO live line with us. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What were the kinds of things on the table at the meeting, the workshop last night?
Well, last night was the third of three workshops we had yesterday that was all about implementing regulations that the city already has to increase permanent housing supply. So we talked about updating the city's density bonus program as well as an inclusionary housing program, which helps to build affordable units in the city. We had an initiative prior to the fire to do so. We had directive through the Housing Action Plan to create 5,000 units in the next 5 years, and including 2,500 affordable units. And the key tools that we had in place before the fire were these two ordinances. So we talked to, we met with developers, the community, affordable housing providers, to get their feedback on proposed changes that will work for our community, in addition to updating the ordinances to meet state law that have that has been adopted in the last 2 years.
There's been so... Go ahead. There have been so many, as you know, Andy, there have been so many possibilities tossed around, particularly since the fires, about possible areas. And I know a lot of this has to do with easing some city restrictions, planning restrictions and regulations, et cetera. A lot of people are still wondering about the old site of the Sonoma County Water Agency and whether that will indeed be available to turn into housing.
So we are looking at everything. Certainly since the fire, we've implemented a number of important steps to deal with the immediate needs of displaced residents who lost their homes, including the Resilient City combining designation that allows people to rebuild their homes and with very, very expedited permitting. And I would like to call listeners' attention to the city website that allows people to learn about getting their permits or a new permitting office dedicated to that purpose. But we've also, through this density bonus program and incentive inclusionary housing program, are looking at increasing densities at specific locations in the city where that increased number of housing units can be supported, where there's infrastructure, where it's close to schools and jobs, where we have transportation, and where it fits the community. So last night was really the first time we met, got to show the community where these sites are and begin to discuss how appropriate is it to allow residential density to increase by 60, 80, or 100% over what is ordinarily allowed.
Well, a lot of us are confused, Andy, about the concept of housing density and increasing housing density. It sort of conjures up the idea about neighbors being right on top of each other. So educate me if you can.
Certainly. So currently, residential development is limited by the zoning ordinance to a number of units per acre. 2, 5, 20 units per acre. And the density bonus is a concept that says you can go above that limitation provided you you include affordable housing and you include in the project some concessions, things which are of community value. It might be open space. Mm-hmm. It might be a variety of things that the community needs. And in that process also, these are projects with five or more units, so they're not your single-family home or single-family residential districts. They're in places where we anticipate and plan for increased number of dwelling units in the downtown corridor and along arterials. And when they go through, these projects go through that process, we look very carefully at the site-specific conditions. We look how well it fits with adjoining properties, including residential neighborhoods. So the proposal before the community last night was to look at how these different areas along, let's say, Mendocino Avenue, Sebastopol Avenue, in the downtown district could accommodate density. What are the issues and concerns And we heard from the community that people are concerned that there might be intrusion of privacy in on their residential lots. But we also heard concern that we need rental units immediately.
Yeah.
Not only because of the fire, but because of our current housing shortage.
Yeah, it is. It's a loaded issue, that is for sure. And just one more question for you, Andy, before we let you go. Two questions, actually. Number one is, what's next after this workshop? Go ahead and answer that one, if you would.
Yes. So this is the workshops were opportunities to get feedback, and we are now going to prepare a density bonus ordinance update that will be brought to the Planning Commission. That is a notice public hearing. Community members will be made aware of that. That meeting will be held sometime towards the end of winter, early spring. And the inclusionary ordinance will come through that same hearing process.
Okay.
Both will go to the Planning Commission and the City Council.
Okay, one more question for you, Andy. You are the senior city planner for Santa Rosa. What does your desk look like right now?
That's a personal question. It looks very clean because yesterday I was not in the office about workshops, but normally by the end of the day it's strewn with not only inquiries regarding these programs, but also development projects that are moving through the city. We've had an extraordinary period of workload recently. As you know, our economy was growing, and we had a lot of permitting activity before the fire. And so when the fire came in, it just exploded in terms of demand for work. And we are very fortunate to be able to bring in and set up the Resilient City Permitting Center to handle all of the permitting related to disaster recovery so that the rest of the business that the city needs us to take care of can be taken care of expeditiously. So I'll say my desk is a dynamic place.
Well, dynamic is a great word for it, and we call it job security, too. So there's no issue there for you, for sure. Andy, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you,
we will talk to you on a consistent basis as we move forward here.
I look forward to it.
All right, that is Santa Rosa Senior City Planner Andy Gustafson, that is with the City of Santa Rosa.